This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
H-Town, I'm back.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Welcome in to The Drive. Clint Sterner, he's out today, but B. Scott, you know him. Brandon Scott, you catch him. What are you on every Friday within the loop? You're on with us?
Every Wednesday at 4:40 on The Drive, every Friday within the loop from 11 to noon, except when I'm on The Drive with y'all.
That's right. And you catch all his work at sportsradio610.com. He's in the building. Tyler Milner, he's in the building. If you're on YouTube and Twitch, you can see T. Millie in the Billy. Nope. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What? T. Millie in the Billy.
I'll take five. I thought that was an inside joke. Did y'all?
No, I've never heard that coded
language now?
I'd never heard T. Millie in the Billy.
But indeed, T. Millie is in the Billy.
If you mean building, but
hey,
Billy.
This is that millennial slang biting you in the ass.
That's my fault, man.
That sizzle, rizzle, izzle type of life that we used to live.
That got away. I don't know how.
No, I don't know why I didn't just. Oh, you're born in the 80s.
Finish off building.
No, and that's being born in the 80s.
I don't know that Billy got me. I'll take that. Yeah. The Billy. That got my fault. That's on me.
Damn you, Snoop Dogg.
T. Millie in the Billy. Yeah. Yeah, I apologize for that, guys. That's not Marconi.
Little Willie from Philly. I remember that from Fresh Prince.
I'll be honest with you. I'll get back with you whenever I do something Marconi award worthy. But I do want to have this this discussion.
This Marconi award winning discussion.
Yeah,
before we have
this discussion, I do want to say Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlusy.com. Sorry.
I just got to lean in.
You're a fool for that.
I mean, you got to laugh at yourself.
I don't want to say that. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right. Whose side are you on? Pal, before even hearing the argument, said, I'm with Brandon.
Man knows wisdom.
He hasn't heard the argument. And we were talking about this the other day, B. Scott. And Tyler, you're going to be one of the first ones to let us know which side you're on. And you can text in 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Jump in. We were talking about the process of bringing in the new OC, Nick Caley. And that's coming off of DeMeco talking about relationships and his ability to communicate. All of those things is a big thing that he was looking at in a new OC to run his offense. And we were discussing, what does this mean for CJ? What type of guy were they looking for to bring in to work and be the OC? Obviously, that's connected with C.J. Stroud, the quarterback. I have a thought in what they were looking for. B. Scott has a different thought in what they were looking for. You could text in, let us know which spot and which part that you roll with. I know many of you are just going to say B. Scott anyway. That is fine. But just at least listen to the arguments. What was your thought process in what they were looking for, in particular with C.J. Stroud from the OC's perspective?
I think they wanted to have somebody that both C.J. Stroud and whoever they hired felt like they could have a back and forth with C.J. Stroud. Like, I think where you and I are going to agree is that C.J. Stroud is being given some level of power, like a lot more power within the organization he had, let's say, when he was a rookie. And that
I think one thing we'll agree on is C.J. was damn sure a big part of what their thinking was in the OC.
100%, and as he should be. Like, they would be fools if that wasn't the case. So I think we agree on that, and I think that part is true. But where I'm coming from it is that, like, I think they were looking for somebody that could go toe-to-toe and back and forth with C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud is somebody, from my understanding, who is not afraid of back and forth, not afraid of even a little bit of confrontation, but also wants there to be a back and forth. And there just wasn't a lot of back and forth. There was not a lot of coaching. There was just like Bobby Slowick was just much more of a play caller and play designer and not much of a collaborator and just like overall kind of the way you consider a coach, somebody that kind of goes back and forth with the players. And so I think that they wanted that. Like, C.J. Stroud, make no mistake about it, is the more like important and influential figure. But I think they were looking for somebody that, and this is hard to find when you're on your second offensive coordinator with a defensive coach, but I think they were trying to find a respected voice that could go back and forth with C.J. Stroud and in some ways even like hold him accountable. Like, I think there was just a lot of, with Bobby Slowick, like it was just a lot of like, it just call the play and that's it. And then, wait, do we have answers after that? Yeah, what am I doing? What am I doing right? What am I doing wrong after? There wasn't a lot of back and forth. It was just when it was good, it was good. When it was bad, it was bad. They need somebody that, I think they needed somebody or were looking for somebody that they could kind of have more of a back and forth with and would actually coach C.J. Stroud.
So, as you said, a respected voice.
A respected voice.
That could, what did you say? You didn't say.
Challenge him.
Yeah,
hold him accountable. Also take his input. But the back and forth. Like, I think there's a yin and yang there that I think they were looking for that they just did not have previously.
You hear that, Tyler? A back and forth. All right. That's B. Scott's vision and feel of what they may have been looking for in terms of the OC with C.J. Stroud. I go a different direction. For me, I felt like they were looking for somebody who would be more likely to work with C.J. than to be somebody that's, I guess, as you say, holding him accountable or going back and forth. I think C.J. is the one that I think they were. I think they wanted to bring somebody in that would empower C.J. and kind of allow C.J. to be comfortable. That's what I think it was. And I think we're in two different places right there. I think they wanted somebody who can work with C.J. and allow C.J. to have more freedoms and more input and more power in what's going on. Again, I'm not saying that that's wrong at all, but I'm just saying I think they were looking at that. I don't think they were looking for somebody that's going to hold his feet to the fire. I don't think they were looking at somebody that is going to, like, that will go in there and challenge him. I'm not saying that didn't happen, but I think they were looking for somebody who could make C.J. feel more comfortable and they have a better relationship and they could feel more comfortable as opposed to being able, because when the way you describe it, I hear like more of an aggressive figure.
I think ideally, like that, like, you don't need that because everybody's kind of on the same page. But like, when they're not, who's the one that's going to say, hey, you're doing this wrong? Hey, like, I think that this should be the answer. Who's going to kind of step up and be the leader? I know Clint talks a lot about, you know, having questions about
CJ Stroud's like leadership, how far does it go? Well, I think that this is a big part of it, is like actually getting somebody that can go back and forth with him. And I think it is hard to find that person. Like, who do you think fits that role? I think it's still an open question if Nick Caley is actually that guy that they think he is. We'll find out. So far, so good. Everything looks great and everything. But I think that is something that they wanted. Like, CJ Stroud, one of the few things that I know about him is that, like, he welcomes the back and forth. Like, he's not someone who I think actually needs to be coddled. And I know this is one of the things that you hate, the fact that CJ Stroud feels like he's being coddled by, at the very least, the fan base, and maybe even sometimes by the organization. But this is not a dude that I feel like needs to be coddled. Don't let all of that crying stuff at the, when somebody gets injured kind of get you confused about who CJ Stroud is and what he actually is.
Yeah, this isn't about
like,
that.
But
that,
what I'm getting at is, this is a tougher dude than I think he's given credit for, both like maybe even on the field, but also just like in the way that he's able to go back and forth with somebody. The fact that I think he is wanting to be held accountable. Like part of the thing of not having answers is not also not holding people accountable when things go wrong. So like they didn't have that. Hopefully they have that, not just with CJ, but with the offense as a whole. We're talking about the offensive coordinator, right? So with CJ, with the offense as a whole, I feel like they've got somebody with kind of a bigger personality. And then I know D'Amico was making the point about relationships. Maybe even somebody that's better at that. I don't know if that's as important as maybe he made it out to seem, but maybe they think it is. And if they think it is, maybe it works for them.
See, the type of coach you're describing sounds like somebody with experience. Like when
you know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You say somebody that is...
Where do you find that?
...respected, or unless he had a previous relationship with that person, somebody that is... Like, when I think of the hiring of Nick Caley, I don't think that is going to be the guy that comes in that is... Right as soon as he walks in the door, he is a respected voice that commands the ability in which CJ is like, yeah, that guy can walk right in and hold me accountable and do all... Like, I'm not saying Nick Caley can't do those things.
Right.
I'm just saying if that is what you were looking for, that doesn't seem like that would be what he is bringing to the table right off the bat. It seems like somebody with more experience that has been a play caller at some kind of level. That is somebody where CJ Stroud sees him and is like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, that guy has done this, and that.
But it's much harder to find that guy and hire that guy, especially when it's your second hire. So I think the likelihood of getting a guy that's just clearly and obviously that, like, to me, once you do the second offensive coordinator thing, it's a roll of the dice anyway.
Yeah.
So to me, it's not going to be, like, apparent to the naked eye that this guy is that guy. You just got to be able to discern that yourself. And we'll see if they got it right or if they got it wrong. But clearly they feel like they did with Nick Caley. I also think that this is kind of where some of the personality stuff comes in. Like Bobby Slowick, much more of, you know, the academic type. This one is more of, you know, kind of the, I mean, y'all heard the guy talk, like a lot more energetic and a lot more. We talked about CJ Stroud having heard from Nick Caley maybe a little bit more than he expected to by now, because he's one of those type of personalities. I feel like we've worked, everybody's probably worked for that boss that's like always on your ass, and then that boss that like you never hear from. Like the difference between the two, Nick Caley, and if you can think about those in your own life, Nick Caley strikes me as the one that, for better and or worse, is going to be on your ass.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.